It started with his left pinky. A plunking sound, the fraying of rope, then the release of tiny bones from one another to tumble down and swish all loose inside his finger like pebbles in a shoe. After that came the rest of his fingers, one by one, plunk, 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 ka-plunk. Jimmy shook his hand the way a nurse shakes a thermometer, and he felt the chunky material inside the floppy bag of skin swimming around. It tickled as though his hand had fallen asleep. The thin skin of his fingers was soft, and when he held up his hand, five fingers fell over and behind his palm like those on an empty glove. The fingers strained pale on their meaty hinges. Then, probably from all the messing around he was doing with his hand, down came the arm. And when those long, hard pieces inside slid down past his elbow and into Jimmy's five-fingered bone sack, they gave him new, profound knuckles. Lumpy, monstrous tumescence bulged where the back of his wrist should have been, and the bulby knob of his humerus bloated up his palm as if he'd developed a gigantic boil. Cords and muscles slathered around in the bone stew like stringy meat in a Chinese soup. Free of their clingy limbs, his shoulders were exceptionally loose. Jimmy imagined that this was the ultimate goal of any back rub or visit to the chiropractor, to truly liberate the limbs. He lost complete use of his hands, true, but he felt fantastic. And then his skull dropped down, hard into the holster of his clavicle, and his lungs sloughed off the coat rack of his ribs, and his spine twanged like a spring released from tension. Jimmy fell to his shins, then fell right into them as gravity sunk his innards straight down inside the bag of his body. Bones that had never met before encountered each other with a loud knock and thud as the pile of parts on the floor rose up around it. Truly stress-free, Jimmy would have smiled if he was still attached to his mouth. Instead, he relaxed. Eyeballs were all that embodied him. One pointed to the left and the other pointed to the right, and he marveled over how wonderful it was to be able to see in two opposing directions while he waited for the dog to discover. And then the lenses slipped down from their orbits like bad contact sliding on the cornea. And then the whole world seemed just as soupy